The first reading is a reading from the Book of Wisdom. Hear, O kings, and understand. Learn, you magistrates of the earth's expanse. Hearken, you who are in power of the multitude and lorded over the throngs of people. Because authority was given you by the Lord and sovereignty by the Most High, who shall probe your works and scrutinize your counsels. Because, though you are ministers of his kingdom, you judge not rightly, and did not keep the law, nor walk according to the will of God. Terribly and swiftly shall he come against you, because judgment is stern for the exalted. For the lowly may be pardoned out of mercy, but the mighty shall be mightily put to the test. For the Lord of all shows no partiality, nor does he fear greatness, because he himself made the great as well as the small, and he provides for all alike. But for those in power, a rigorous scrutiny impends. To you, therefore, O princes, are my words addressed, that you may learn wisdom, that you may not sin. For those who keep the holy precepts, hallowed shall be found holy, and those learned in them will have ready a response. Desire, therefore, my words, long for them, and you shall be instructed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rise up, O God, bring judgment to the earth. Rise up, O God, bring judgment to the earth. Defend the lowly and the fatherless. Render justice to the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the lowly and the poor from the hand of the wicked. Deliver them. Rise up, O God, and bring judgment to the earth. I said, you are gods, all of you sons of the Most High. Yet like men you shall die and fall like any prince. Rise up, O God, bring judgment to the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you, and with your spirit, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. Through Samaria and Galilee, as he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Then he said to him, stand up and go, your faith has saved you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. First, we deal with the first reading, if you would like, from the Book of Wisdom. Because here, God reminds us that nobody gets away with anything. Sometimes we see people in power doing all these things, and we just sit there and get mad and yell and scream, and we spend all our time on focusing on what other people are doing wrong, especially leaders, that we don't focus on bringing other people to Jesus Christ. No one gets away with anything. God knows what's in leaders' hearts. And God will be the one that judges them. He doesn't need you and I to do that. We do always need to say what's right, what's wrong, but then let it up to God. And then we see the gospel that most of us will use for Thanksgiving. And it's about the 10 lepers. And only one came back and fell at the feet of Jesus and loudly thanked him. Where are we? Are we people who thank God every day? Because there's always, always, always something to be grateful about, something to thank God for every day. So try to make it a practice. Every day you thank God for at least one thing, every day, and watch what that does in your heart. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.